I know it's here somewhere. Finally.
Oh, it's time for the duck. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And on the show today, we have things for you that I guarantee you're going to like if you're into doing it yourself. If you're not into doing it yourself, you'll probably go, eh, meh. But if you are, I got some stuff for you. We are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. We're also proud members of the International Association of Internet Broadcasters. Ah, yes, the blog, of course, drbill.tv, drbill.tv, as it says there on the screen. And if you go to that blog, you'll actually find that there has been blogging done. Various blogifications have occurred, which is a good thing. By the way, I don't mention it very, you know, usually, but I need to. And that's this address right here. And that is drbill.tv/newsletter. Okay? If you'll go to that URL, you can join our newsletter. Now, the advantage to that is, if some, for some reason, as a big lovable fuzzball, they decide that they don't like me anymore on the old YouTubes, or Facebook, or Twitter, or whatever, the only way I have it to get in touch with you and let you know what's going on here with the old doctor is through the newsletter. So you can do that. You can go to drbill.tv/newsletter, as I said. It says right there. And therefore, you'll be able to hear what I'm up to. And I'm always up to something. Yes, Fred. Usually no good, but occasionally something good. Indeed. Anyway, Fred's always got to just make a comment. He does that. The newsletter, yes, and the platforms that I am hitherto upon. Facebook, Twitter, MeWe, Parler, which will be back. It's coming back. They've got to get some servers because big tech decided they were bad. And so they need to be punished. So they took them out. I mean, that's the kind of thing I'm a little concerned about. If they start taking out people that don't go along with the status quo of thought, then you need to be able to get to me at the newsletter. Okay? So sign up for the newsletter. They can't stop my newsletter that I know of. Maybe I shouldn't say it too loud. Anyway, once again, if you need a VPN, you can always go to PIA by going to drbill.tv/VPN. VPN stands for Virtual Private Network. It's your security that I'm concerned about. And in order to be more secure, you need a VPN online. So use one. And this one here happens to be a really good one at a really good price. So check it out. You'll get some brownie points by going to that URL, okay? Alrighty, here's the thing. There's some stuff out there that you need to know about. And this show is an all-Raspberry Pi show. Now, you might say, Dr. Bill, I don't build things. I don't use the Raspberry Pi. Well, you should. You should be a maker. You've heard about being a maker? A maker makes things. Kind of makes sense, doesn't it? Anyway, but things, the Raspberry Pi world has gotten different from when I bought my first Raspberry Pi, which was the very first one, way back yonder, okay? And to be honest, between you and me and the wall, I never really used it. I didn't even, it was so old, the original version so weak, I eventually just threw it away. Paid for it, left it sitting in a box, and then threw it away. Oh well. But, the new one is worthwhile, splendid and worthwhile. And that is the Raspberry Pi 4. Much more powerful. You can do many more things with it. And they've come up with a new OS for it called Twister. The Twister OS, which provides different GUIs. GUIs, of course, being graphical user interfaces. G-U-I, GUI is the way we pronounce it in the old computer world. And if you go to twisteros.com, you can download the Twister OS, put it on a micro SD card, and then you can put it in your Raspberry Pi, boot it, and you can get into different screens. You know, here's a screen that looks kind of like Mac OS. Pretty cool. And then here's a screen that looks like Windows 10. And they have screens that look like other versions of Windows and regular Linux. And there's all kinds of different GUIs that are available through Twister OS. Get it? Twister? It twists into different OSs, at least in terms of look and feel. Pretty cool. Anyway, check that out. It's splendid and worthwhile, like I said, and it will make the Raspberry Pi much more usable, functional, interesting, maybe is the better word. Next item. This is the Raspberry Pi 400. And basically, it features a 64-bit processor, 4 gig of RAM, wireless networking, dual display output, 4K video playback, a 40-pin GPIO header. The Raspberry Pi 400 is a powerful, easy-to-use computer built right into a keyboard, as you see here in the picture. It also comes with a mouse, comes with a power supply, keyboard, as I said, it's all built into the keyboard, an SD card, and a book on using the Raspberry Pi as a beginner's guide. Okay? All of that for $100. Now, it's pretty good. And it's a pretty decent little keyboard. You know, on most keyboards, they have a key here that is the Windows key. Well, on the Raspberry Pi keyboard, it looks like a Raspberry Pi symbol. So, that's cool. But anyway, what you can do, imagine this. Take the Raspberry Pi 400 keyboard and install Twister on it, like we just talked about, and you've got an actually pretty decent little computer that you could run through a monitor and be able to do stuff, which is cool. You should try it. Now, next item, share your USB device over your local area network. My network here, I could share a device like a webcam to other computers on the network. So, you know, you could have like a centrally provided webcam, which is probably an odd thing. But you could also do it with printers. You could do it with just about any kind of USB device. Through, of course, managing it through a Raspberry Pi. So, this video on the blog, you can go to drbill.tv, as I said before, go to the blog, and there you will see a YouTube video that will allow you to watch this guy build this device that allows you to share USB over your network. That's just one of many things, many projects that you can do with a Raspberry Pi. As I said, be a maker, okay? Now, The next item is talking about the top five Raspberry Pi projects for 2020, at least in this guy's opinion, okay? I have a link to it on the website, and he goes over the various projects that you could do on a Raspberry Pi, and that's what I'd encourage you to do. Get a Raspberry Pi. They're cheap. You can get just the Raspberry Pi computer for around, prices vary a little bit depending on whether you get it with a, go ahead and get it with a power supply, go ahead and get it with a case, those kinds of things. But in the $30 to $50 range, you could get all that you need to start experimenting and playing with a Raspberry Pi 4, okay? So then once you get it set up with Twister OS, and you know maybe you opted to get the keyboard, the Raspberry Pi 400, and you got everything set up, and you got your graphical user interface, and you're able to get in there. Next item, you can actually put some software on it called StreamLink. StreamLink is our Geek Software of the Week. And I stuck it past Fred. Whoa! I started to say, I snuck it past Fred because I just segued so smoothly into it that he missed it. But he caught on. Yeah, nothing gets by you. You missed it. He did. Anyway, it's the Geek Software of the Week. Linux edition. Maybe I should say Raspberry Pi edition. Anyway, Geek Software of the Week. So the thing is, Steam games, as you may well know if you're a gamer, like my son, the Game Master, he's a gamer, and he plays Steam games. Well, if he had a Raspberry Pi, if that was the only computer he had access to, for instance, because he's got access to a lot of different computers, but, you know, mainly his laptop. But anyway, point is, you can now get Steam on it and be able to access your games. And they run, and they work. That's pretty cool. Sorry I snuck that by you there, Fred. You're right, I'm really not. Every once in a while, you gotta show him who's boss. You know what I mean? Yeah. Okay. Anyway, last item for this show. The Raspberry Pi Pico. Pico was just announced. This kind of reminds me of Pikachu. Pika Pika. Pico. The Raspberry Pi Pico is a $4 ARM microcontroller. Now, if you are a maker and you are doing projects, you probably know what a microcontroller is. Basically, you can use this in conjunction with your Raspberry Pi 4, whatever, to automate things. You know, make robotic things, make lights blink when things happen. Do various things with it. And this guy here, in this video that I've got a link to here on the blog, shows you kind of a review of it, okay? So I encourage you to check it out. This is brand new. It only came out a few, last week or maybe the week before. So this is a new device. It shows up as a mass storage device on your Raspberry Pi when you hook it up. And then you could run things off of it and on it and do some cool projects with it. So as you can see, the world of Raspberry Pi has grown. It's expanded. It's gotten more interesting. So you should check it out. I mean, the whole idea of being able to have a computer, like that keyboard, $100. And you've got a whole computer built into a keyboard, portable, easy to play with, multiple GUIs, multiple things you can play with and do with it. Great thing for kids to learn how to program. Learn how to program in Python and all kinds of other programming languages. Dude, check it out. Get them into Linux. Get them into open source. Get them into making things. It will be good for them. Okay? Anyway, that'll do it for this show. Remember until next time that the doctor is out of here.
Bill, the Computer Curmudgeon, is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.